Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, now we're monitoring the folks that are coming to a Trump rally tomorrow. Saw this headline. This is a big deal. Hudson County Republicans prepare to trek to Wildwood Trump rally. We have one of their leaders, and some of these guys, one of them that was profiled is Latino. Our guest, Joshua Sotomayor Einstein, is Jewish and Latino, I believe. This is a heck of a name, a heck of a combination. And he's going to this rally along with these Hudson County Republicans. Joshua, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm definitely very excited about tomorrow. Very excited and happy to be on the show. And yeah, I am Hispanic and Jewish and a Republican, so maybe that makes me a unicorn. But I do.
Yeah, you'll
exist.
Be the guy with the horn on the front of your head tomorrow. We'll see you there. Yes.
So I do exist, and there are a growing number of both Hispanic and Jewish Republicans. I think the exit from the Democratic Party, which has just gone down the path of race baiting, of just whiny pajama boy, Olympics of suffering when it goes into, pigeonholing people, and then also of anti-Semitism when it endorses, everyone from AOC to Rashida Tlaib, who hates Israel and hates, the Jews. They're just pushing more and more people out of the Democratic Party, and the Republican Party is, a big tent. We're willing to, have as many different types and stripes of dissidents from the stifling, leftist orthodoxy that rules so much, not just what you're talking about with the deep state, where we have this collusion of career bureaucrats just getting each other's back in order to undo an election in a slow motion coup. But it's everywhere, especially in New Jersey, which is basically in my county of New Jersey, Hudson County,
oh,
which is
God.
A one-party Soviet satellite state. Someone should tell Murphy and our county seat that that the Cold War ended, because they still they rule it like it's a like it's a Soviet satellite.
Yeah, let me ask you now. You guys are coming down here, and we saw you and another guy to be with you,
Hermenio Mendoza.
Yes, Hermenio Mendoza,
great guy. President of the Hispanic Republicans of North Jersey.
Going to hop in a car now and drive tomorrow. NJ says NJ.com. Compete for one of 7,400 seats. Now, the odds are kind of long with the 100,000 ticket request. Is it that you're going to be there to make a statement, to come as a road trip, and you may or may not get in, but you realize you're right next to the action? Is that it?
Yeah, I think it's important not just to show support for the president, who obviously I do support very much so, but more it's a clarion call to everyone in our state, to fellow Republicans, to conservatives, to libertarians, to anyone that dissents from the leftist orthodoxy, which is destroying New Jersey, that we're loud and we're proud. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Because while, President Trump's economic policies, getting rid of almost somewhere between like a quarter and a third of all the outdated, outmoded job-killing regulations in the federal registry, have unleashed the economic might in most of the country, crazy, insane blue states like New Jersey, New York, and California have been suffering. Not the upper class, not the elite and with their political connections,
right,
but the middle class.
Joshua, let me ask you this, though. You just raised one of the things we talk about on this show all the time, and you're making a great case for it. You are the resistance in New Jersey in that I know it's a sense of place. You grew up there, just like I grew up in South Philly. It's hard to leave. And what you said by this outpouring for President Trump tomorrow is to send a message that even in Jersey, there are a lot of people that are getting away from that machine.
Oh, for sure. 100%. And listen, some people are going to be immune to the message. Like
right.
the people in Governor Murphy are, you know, are wannabe Stalinist governor of New Jersey. You know, he's going to be immune to the message. But the Democrats in Congress from New Jersey that won in traditionally purple districts, they're going to be seeing how many of my people in my district went down there. You know, and that might temper some of their extremism. Now, on the other side, they got Nancy Pelosi pulling them to the left and our political boss, Senator Menendez, corrupt as corrupt can be, also instructing them on what to do. So it'll be interesting to see. But it does send up a warning sign to these Democrats that won last go around in traditionally purple districts that you can't rest on your laurels.
That is a great
you
point.
You need to moderate yourself.
What time are you guys coming tomorrow? Do you know?
We're going to leave in the morning. We'll probably get stuck in traffic because, you know, even if it wasn't a rally, it is New Jersey.
Here's what I'm telling you. We are going to be headquartered at Mulligan's Bar on Hildreth Avenue up until noon. If you happen to be anywhere in the area, come on by. I don't know if you can drink at 11 o'clock in the morning, but we'll buy you a drink.
Well, I'll just pretend it's St. Patty's Day because everyone's a little bit Irish.
All
right. Patty's
so
Day, right?
Just Mulligan's. Just remember Mulligan's. I'll tell you where it is if you get to Wildwood.
Terrific.
All right. Thank you, Joshua. Thanks for jumping on today.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.